Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, and today we're checking out Voice Arcade. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind you that we are on social media at Poptail Social. We are also on Facebook at Poptail, P-O-P-T-A-L-E, and again, Poptail Social is on Twitter. We're also on YouTube, which hopefully you are watching us there. I know we are simulcasting to my personal channel, as I believe, as well as the Voice Spark channels. But please make sure you're subscribed to us on our YouTube channel. Continued growth is always helpful, and we appreciate it a lot. So today we're looking at Voice Arcade. Now, this was something that when I got the list of games to do, I wasn't sure. Well, let me be honest, I wasn't sure if I wanted to take this on, because this is a collection of games. It's not just one game, it has several games. And when I first saw Voice Arcade, I was like, oh, cool, are we going to get, like, auditory Pac-Man? And it's not quite like that. And this company has done something a little interesting, and they've sort of combined information about all of their games into a skill that you can use to unlock the full version of the games. Now, I will need to look at the list of games so I know what we're playing. I may not get to all the games. Hopefully, we can launch them. Hopefully, we can play them. But I do want to start with looking at the actual app itself and getting the subscription so we do get full access to everything. Kevin is here. Hey, Kevin. And by extension, Cole is here, too. So, hi, Cole. Woof. So, let's check this out. I don't know. Like I said, so we mentioned this last week with Text Quest. I don't check these out ahead of time. I like to give you guys the reaction. So, I mean, like last week with Text Quest, it was very short. I'm hoping we'll have a little more this week. So, let's try this out and see what Voice Arcade is all about. Ziggy, open Voice Arcade.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Ziggy, start Voice Arcade.
Here's the skill Voice Arcade.
There we go.
By Voice Arcade.
Oh. Voice Arcade.
Welcome to Voice Arcade. Right now you're playing the free versions of our games, which only let you play a certain amount each day. If you know the name of the game you want to play, you can say it now, or otherwise, just ask for a recommendation.
Recommendation.
Okay,
I love this
I'll
music.
Suggest you a game based on how many people will be playing. How many people want to play?
One.
Here's a few of our single-player games. The Daily Quiz, an exciting daily challenge that gives you 3 minutes to answer three topical trivia questions.
Okay.
Trivia Hero, a quick-fire quiz where you compete to win rounds by answering the most questions in 60 seconds.
Oh.
True or False, a fun way for families to learn together and explore common misunderstandings. Which would you like to play, the Daily Quiz, Trivia Hero, or True or False?
Trivia Hero.
Got it. Voice Arcade would like to use Trivia Hero to do that. May I send a request to Trivia Hero?
Yes.
Here's the skill Trivia
Hero.
Oh,
I like that. By Voice Arcade,
USA. Welcome to Trivia Hero, the game that lets you test your wits against the clock. Starting your single-player game. In each round, I'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many tricky trivia questions as you can. Get more right than the other people playing right now to win the round.
Okay.
Win more rounds than anybody else who's played in the last 30 days to become my new trivia hero.
Oh.
You're currently in 129th place with 0 rounds under your belt.
Oh.
You need more to get into the top 100. I hope you're ready, because your time starts now.
Let's do it.
Minnie is the companion of which mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
What is the name of the longest mountain range in Jamaica?
I don't know.
It was the Blue Mountains. The Golden Gate Bridge is located in which U.S. city?
San Francisco.
U.S. sitcom The Big Bang Theory is set in which city?
Philadelphia.
It was Pasadena.
Oh.
What's the name of Hansel's sister in the famous fairy tale?
Gretel.
In the word UFO, what does the letter U stand for?
Unidentified.
Which city did the Greeks secretly enter inside a wooden horse?
Athens. Carthage.
It was Troy.
Oh, Troy!
Which artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
That's it. Time's up.
Oh.
You got five right, meaning you beat the other person playing right now to win this round.
Oh.
Congratulations, you've just won your first round. Every round you win takes you a step closer to becoming my best player of the last 30 days.
I want
to
play again.
Right now you're in 129th place. You need 29 more to get into the top 100. Can you get more than five? Let's find out. Your time starts now. Peter Mayhew played which original Star Wars character?
Chewbacca.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Athena?
Nope. It was Pandora.
Oh.
What 1984 film starred Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Sigourney Weaver?
Ghostbusters.
In Salvador Dali's painting The Persistence of Memory, what is melting?
Watches.
It's either clocks, ice, or water. Give it a guess or say pass to move on.
Clocks.
The Great Lighthouse, one of the ancient wonders of the world, was in which country?
England.
It was Alexandria.
Oh.
What kind of tree does an acorn come from?
Oak.
What is the name of the monkey in the Disney version of Aladdin?
Abu.
That's it. Time's up.
How do I do?
You got five right.
Oh, five again.
You beat the two other people playing right now to win this round. You're better than 98% of my other players with two rounds won. You need 28 more to get into the top 100. Let's see if you can keep up your winning streak. Your time starts.
Do one more.
Now, in golf, when playing a single hole, what term means one over par?
Bogey.
What kind of love did the Lumineers sing about in their 2012 song?
I don't know.
It was Stubborn Love.
Oh.
The riding of waves using a board is known as what?
Surfing.
What former planet was demoted to a dwarf planet in 2006?
Pluto.
What wireless technology replaced infrared?
Wi-Fi. Bluetooth.
It was Bluetooth. What's the name of the highest mountain on Earth?
Everest.
What is the main color of the flag of Switzerland?
White? I've no idea.
It was red.
Oh, red.
What planet is known as the red planet?
Mars.
That's it. Time's up.
Oh, was that five again?
You got five right,
yeah.
Beating the four other people playing right now to win
wow.
this round. You're my 127th best player with three rounds under your belt.
All right.
You need 27 more to get into the top 100. You're also best person playing right now. Well done, you. You've played today's three free rounds.
Aww.
To keep playing, you need Voice Arcade Unlimited, which also gives you access to the full versions of True or False, Would You Rather, The Daily Quiz, The Fake News Game, Star Commander, and all our new games as they launch. Would you like to find out more?
Ziggy, open Voice Arcade.
Say that again.
Ziggy, stop. Ziggy, open Voice Arcade. Can you just...
Voice Arcade Unlimited gives you access to the
Ziggy,
full
stop.
Version.
Okay, so it's not going to let me... Ziggy, cancel? There you go. Ziggy, open Voice Arcade. Maybe it's Ziggy, launch Voice Arcade.
To control a video device with your voice,
you
need to connect it first.
Ziggy, start Voice Arcade. There we go. All right, so we're going to do True,
Voice Arcade.
Or do we want to do...
Welcome back to Voice
other?
Arcade.
Right now you're playing the free versions of our games which only let you play a certain amount each day. If you know the name of the game you want to play, you can say it now, or otherwise, just ask for a recommendation.
Recommendation.
Okay, I'll suggest you a game based on how many people will be playing. How many people want to play?
One. I guess I could just do a voice.
Here's
and then
a few
I could
of our
play
single player
myself.
Games. Trivia Hero, a quickfire quiz where you compete to win rounds by answering
the
most questions in 60 seconds. True or false, a fun way for families to learn together and explore common misunderstandings. Would you rather? The ultimate icebreaker, which lets you answer questions to see how you compare to the rest of our players. Which would you like to play, Trivia Hero, true or false, or would you rather?
Would you rather?
Got it. Voice Arcade would like to use Would You Rather to do that. May I send the request to Would You Rather?
Yes.
Here's the skill Would You Rather by Voice Arcade. Welcome to Would You Rather. Answer my quirky questions to find out if the rest of the world thinks the same.
All right.
You can skip questions by saying next and remove the sound effects by saying disable sound effects. Here comes your first question. Would you rather kiss a crocodile or lick a venomous snake?
Kiss a crocodile.
You answered kiss a crocodile. 71% of people agree with you.
Oh, that's good.
Would you rather master a random instrument or instantly learn a random foreign language?
Au revoir.
Instantly learn a random foreign language. Or something like that.
You answered instantly learn a random foreign language.
Au revoir.
77% of people agree with you.
Yeah.
Would you rather have an obedient pet dragon you could fly anywhere? Or marry a shapeshifter?
Marry a shapeshifter. Listen, I'm not going to...
You answered marry a shapeshifter.
Explain why. We're just going to leave that alone.
31% of people agree with you.
Really?
Would you rather live in the city or the country?
Live in the city.
You answered live in the city.
I feel like that's going to be very...
39% of
people
agree with you.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to live in the
country. Would you rather be able to freeze time for an hour a day or rewind time for an hour a day?
Rewind time for an hour a day. You could, like, rewatch your favorite TV show.
You answered rewind time for an hour a day.
I mean, that'd be great.
51% of people agree with you.
Yeah, well, look at that.
Would you rather always win any debate or have a fully trained talking penguin bodyguard?
Have a fully trained talking penguin bodyguard.
You answered have a fully trained talking penguin bodyguard. 72% of people agree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would you rather have a third eye or a third ear?
A third ear. You could have, like, surround sound for real.
You answered a third ear.
Also, hopefully in my case, my third ear would work better.
34% of people agree with you. Would you rather swap places with a random fictional character?
What kind of sound is that?
Or get a random artifact from the British Museum?
Get a random artifact from the British Museum. Because then you can sell it.
You answered get a random artifact from the
I
British Museum.
This game is kind of fun. I'm going to be honest with you.
57% of people agree with
you. I'm really enjoying this.
Would you rather have fast internet or a fast computer?
Fast internet. I already have a fast computer.
You answered fast internet.
I mean, there's no question.
70% of people agree with you. Would you rather have a dragon as a pet?
Whoa.
Or be the king of all pirates?
Be the king of all pirates. Are you kidding me? How great that would be?
You answered be the king of all pirates. 32% of people agree with
really?
You. You've played today's 10 free questions.
Okay.
To keep playing, you need Voice Arcade Unlimited, which also gives you access to the full versions of True or... Unfortunately, without Voice Arcade Unlimited, you can only play 10 questions
a day.
That's
fine.
For a chance to win a year's worth of Voice Arcade Unlimited every time you play, just link your account using the Alexa app. Thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Out of 5, how many stars do you think would you rather deserves?
5.
That's great to hear. Please share what you liked using the Alexa app so other people play, returning you to Voice Arcade.
All right, let's go back to Voice Arcade.
Welcome back to Voice
Arcade. So there's a game called Star Commander.
Would you like to play something else?
Star Commander.
Got it. Voice Arcade would like to use Star Commander to do that. May I send the request to Star Commander?
Yes.
Here's the skill Star Commander by Voice Arcade,
USA. Let's try this. I don't know if this is single player,
Welcome to Star
though.
Commander. You've been assigned as the captain of the starship Artemis. Your mission is to explore new planets and establish a human presence in the most remote corners of the galaxy. Beware though, this far from home, any decision could be your last.
Uh-oh.
Mission 1. Impact. Initiating emergency reanimation protocol. Captain, Captain, can you hear me?
No.
I hope that's a joke. My apologies, Captain. The rapid reanimation process can have some temporary side effects, including memory loss, so let me bring you up to speed. On Flight Relay Algorithm, or Freya for short, the Artemis is onboard AI. I've had to pull you out of hibernation 3 months early as we've unexpectedly dropped out of hyperspace.
All right.
My sensors are down, so I'll need your help to find the problem.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to check the engines for damage or head to the command deck to see if you can reboot my systems?
Check the engines for damage.
Hold on. I'm detecting rising pressure in engine 2. That was close. We're losing control of the Artemis. Do you want to try to repair the damage or make an emergency landing on a nearby planet?
Repair the damage? They have a thing for sounds in this game.
We've done as much as we can for now without the rest of the crew for help. Should we try to re-engage the hyperspace engines to get out of here as quickly as possible?
Re-engage the hyperspace engines. Yes. Do it.
Say that again?
Yes.
Okay. Engaging hyperspace engines. Captain, the engines are overheating and I can't shut them down.
Oh, no.
Mission failed. Whenever you make a decision that results in the failure of the mission, I'll reset you to the point where you went wrong.
Okay.
Resetting to your previous decision. Should we try to re-engage the hyperspace engines to get out of here as quickly as possible?
No.
Okay. In that case, we have no choice but to make an emergency landing. Initiating emergency landing protocol. There are 2 planets within range. -3 is a small mining colony on a moon at the edge of the system that may be able to help if we can make it that far. Or, there's a closer Class M planet capable of sustaining life but it hasn't been charted yet. Which planet would you like to head for, -3 or the closer one?
-3. I don't know if we're going to make
okay,
it.
Okay, course set.
Can we make it?
Our oxygen levels are falling faster than expected.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to get there in time. Do you want to increase power to the remaining engines to try and reach -3 as quickly as possible or divert to the closer planet?
Divert.
Captain, there's an asteroid field between us and the planet. Should we risk passing through it or try to go around?
Try to go around.
Okay, but we're not going to make it unless we lose some weight. Should we jettison our emergency water supplies or our heat shielding?
Heat shielding.
jettisoning heat shielding. Captain, we're approaching the planet, but without the heat shielding, we're going to burn up in the atmosphere.
Oh crap.
It's too late to reverse course. The planet's gravity is pulling us in.
I tell they had a lot of fun doing sounds for everything in this.
Mission failed. Resetting to your previous decision.
Alright, so we're gonna have to do the water.
Should we jettison our emergency water supplies or our heat shielding?
Water supplies. Even though we need that.
Jettisoning emergency water supplies. We've done everything we can. Now it's up to fate. Captain, we're approaching the planet. Are you ready to start the emergency landing?
Yes.
Okay. We only have seconds until we enter the atmosphere. Brace for impact.
I'm bracing. Bracing as much as I can. Ooh. Do we land?
Mission 1 complete. You managed to survive the catastrophic engine failure and land the Artemis on an unknown planet. You completed this mission in 2 attempts. To keep playing, you need Voice Arcade Unlimited, which also gives you access to the full versions of True or False, Would You Rather, Trivia Hero, The Daily Quiz, The Fake News Game, and all our new games as they launch.
Oh, they have the fake news game?
Would you like to find out more?
No.
Unfortunately, without Voice Arcade Unlimited,
you can
only play one
mission. Play.
For a chance to win a year's worth of Voice Arcade Unlimited every time you play, just link your account using the Alexa app. Thanks for playing. Goodbye. Out of 5, how many stars do you think Star Commander deserves?
4.
That's great to hear. Please share what you liked using the Alexa app so other people play. Returning you to Voice Arcade.
So the fake news game.
Welcome back to Voice Arcade. Would you like to play something else?
The fake news game.
Got it. Voice Arcade would like to use the fake news game to do that. May I send the request to the fake news game?
Yes.
Here's the skill, the fake news
game.
Let's
try this
out. Voice Arcade.
Welcome to the fake news game.
Oh my gosh.
I'll read out news stories and you have to say if they're real or fake.
Okay.
Starting your single-player game.
One it is. I'll ask you 3 questions, and then we'll check the scores. In 2018, a survey showed that a third of young Americans weren't sure about whether the Earth is flat. Is this fake or real?
Real. Listen, I believe that.
Well done.
Yeah.
The YouGov survey revealed that only 66% of young Americans were convinced that the Earth wasn't flat.
Oh my gosh.
In 2017, Apple admitted to deliberately slowing its old iPhone models before a new release. But is it fact or fiction?
Fact.
Bad luck.
What?
The Daily Mail based this information on a Harvard student blog post. Less than a third of people get that one right.
Well, they do.
In November 2019, a viral video showed a golf robot hitting a hole in one. Is it real or fake?
Real.
Nice. This video was filmed in 2016 at a golf course in Arizona and shows a robot named LDRIC hitting a hole-in-one. The robot's name stands for Launch Directional Robot Intelligent Circuitry and is pronounced Eldrick, which is the actual first name of professional golfer Tiger Woods.
I didn't know that.
That's the end of this round.
You answered 2 correct.
Okay.
Do you want to play another round?
No.
Okay. You've answered 1% of all my questions correct. Come back soon to increase your score. For a chance to win a year's worth of Voice Arcade on the
That is a really fun little game, actually. I do like that.
Thanks for playing. Goodbye.
Out of 5, how many stars do you think the fake news game deserves?
5.
That's great to hear.
It's kind of similar to like Lyswater and Fibbage in a way. I like it, though.
Returning you to Voice Arcade. Welcome back to Voice Arcade. Would you like to play something else?
True or false?
Returning you to Voice Arcade.
No. Ziggy,
welcome back.
True or false?
Returning you to Voice Arcade.
What's that game called?
Welcome back to Voice Arcade. Would you like to play something else?
Yes.
Great. Here's a few of our single-player games. The fake news game, a high-stakes battle to see how many fake stories you can catch before you get duped. Would you rather? The ultimate icebreaker, which lets you answer questions to see how you compare to the rest of our players. Star Commander, a sci-fi adventure that puts you in charge of the starship Artemis as it begins its fateful mission to explore the outer edges of the galaxy. Which would you like to play? The fake news game, would you rather, or Star Commander?
More.
Say that again?
More games?
Here's a list of all our games, the fake news game, the high-stakes battle to see how many fake stories you can catch before you get duped. The daily quiz, an exciting
daily challenge
that gives you 3 minutes to answer 3 topical trivia questions. Trivia Hero, a quick-fire
quiz that
where
was
you
fun.
Compete to win rounds by answering the most questions in 60 seconds. Star Commander, a sci-fi adventure that puts you in charge of the starship Artemis as it begins its fateful mission to explore the outer edges of the galaxy. True or false, a fun way for families to learn together and explore common misunderstandings. Would you rather, the ultimate
icebreaker
which lets
you answer silly,
questions
fun.
To see how you compare to the rest of our players. Which would you like to play?
True or false?
Returning you to Voice
Arcade.
Wow,
it's not working. Okay, so let's do...
Welcome back to Voice Arcade. Would you like to play something else?
Ziggy, daily trivia.
Say that again?
Daily trivia?
Would you like to play something else?
Yes.
Great.
Ziggy,
here's
daily trivia.
Say that again?
List.
I'm having trouble hearing you. You can improve your chances by making sure there's no other noise in the room. Which would you like to play, Trivia Hero, the daily quiz, or the fake news game?
The daily quiz. That's what it's called.
Got it. Voice Arcade would like to use the daily
quiz. For whatever reason, I couldn't get true or false.
May I send a request to the daily quiz?
Yes.
Here's the skill, the daily quiz.
So let's try. This will be our last one because I can't get true or false to work.
Welcome to the daily quiz. Each day I'll give you 3 minutes to answer 3 questions right. When you're ready to answer, you can let me know by saying your device's wake word followed by your answer.
Okay.
Your time starts now. Which city is the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, located? Is it London, Jerusalem, or Dubai?
Ziggy, Dubai. Yep.
Who recorded the album Beggar's Banquet? Is it the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, or The Who?
Ziggy, The Who? Rolling Stones.
The Who is wrong. It was the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Timer paused. You've used up your free life for today. To keep playing, you need Voice Arcade Unlimited, which also gives you access to the full versions of True or False, Would You Rather, Trivia Hero, the fake news game, Star Commander, and all our new games as they launch. Would you like to find out more?
No.
Unfortunately, without Voice Arcade Unlimited, you can only play for as long as you get the questions right. For a chance to win a year's worth of Voice Arcade Unlimited every time you play, just link your account using the Alexa app. Thanks for playing. Goodbye. Out of 5, how many stars do you think the daily quiz deserves?
5.
That's great to hear. Please share what you liked using the Alexa app so other people play. Returning you to Voice Arcade.
Ziggy,
what?
True or false?
Returning you to Voice Arcade.
Ziggy, stop. Okay, so
I heard you say stop, so I'm pausing your session. To restart, just say Alexa, open Voice Arcade, or, for a chance to win a year's worth of Voice Arcade Unlimited, or a brand new Echo Show, just link your account using the Alexa app.
I wonder if that's still current. So, that was actually really cool. I did not know what to expect. I actually thought that was a lot of fun. You guys have been really quiet in the comments today, so I'm assuming you were very engrossed by that, or maybe you're playing as well. I don't know. But that is Voice Arcade. We got 5 of the 6 games to work. True or false, did not seem to work correctly. I don't know what I was doing wrong. I'm going to just try really quick. Ziggy, open True or False by Voice Arcade.
Returning you to Voice Arcade.
Oh, jeez.
Voice Arcade.
Ziggy, stop. Ziggy,
I heard
stop.
You say-
Thank you. I heard it. We're good. So, yeah, I just can't get that one to work. So, the other games work. That didn't seem to work. That's okay, though. I really like... The daily trivia thing was cool. The daily quiz was cool. The, what was that? Trivia Hero, I think, is probably my favorite game. I love rapid fire trivia. I think that's really cool. Star Commander is pretty cool. Thing is, we have a dearth of space games already. So it was like, eh. Would You Rather is fun. I could see that starting some fun discussions with friends and stuff. I feel like I'm missing. Fake news, fake news. Actually, a really cool concept, and I feel like Jackbox has done something similar in like one of the party packs. But I actually really like that kind of game. So that is a lot of fun. I think overall this is a really cool set of games. I would highly recommend you check them out. They can be found in the like Alexa App Store. Search for Voice Arcade. And you can just tell it to start Voice Arcade. And there is a collection of games. Clearly, signing up for the Unlimited will give you more lives and things like that. I didn't really feel the need to do it. We had a number of games to go through. I felt like we were able to do that without having to do that. I feel like if these were things that I played on a regular basis, I probably would sign up for Unlimited. So, didn't need to do that today. That was fun, though. I'm really happy with that. So I'd love to know what you guys think of those things. Let me know. Drop a comment on the video. Let me know what you think of it. Don't forget, we are here every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, 0 o'clock UTC, at least until the clocks move and change everything. So we're definitely here to play games and check them out and have fun. So if there's something you think we should be playing that we haven't played, please let me know. If you don't agree with a review I've done, please let me know. I'm going to try to revisit some games this year. I know one thing we want to revisit is the Animal Rescue. We still need to do the Sea Turtle one, and I'm hoping the Penguin one's done. So I'm hoping that we'll get to do that. Also, some other really cool stuff that we want to check out. Night Manager, I heard, got some updates, so we may have to revisit Night Manager later in the year. But if you think there's something I should be playing that I haven't, please let me know. Oh, Penguin Rescue is still listed as coming soon. So hopefully that will be done. I will find out at some point what's going on with that. And when that releases, we can do that. But we still got the Sea Turtles to look forward to. So I want to thank you guys for being here. Again, we are on social media, PopTail Social on Twitter, PopTail on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. Make sure you follow us there. Help us raise the YouTube subscribers. Let's get to that 200 mark. We are climbing steadily. So until next time, I will see you guys later. But for now, good night and goodbye.